Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fillingham talking about the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that you attract who you are, and you attract to you those things you want most in your life, your intentions. For a moment, imagine with me the following scenario. You grab the door handle and open the door wide. You're now standing in the doorway, looking into the room, and there are 10 people there. They all stop what they're doing and turn around and look at you. What are they thinking? How well do they respect you? Are they admiring you? Are you influential in their lives? Do they like you? Let's talk about the things you can do to attract that which you want most in your life. Now, when those people turned around and looked at you, what did they notice first? Your facial expression and your posture. Do you radiate happiness and confidence? Wear a smile, stand up tall, put your shoulders back, and walk with purpose. Your posture tells worlds about your level of confidence. Pretend there's an invisible string that goes from your chest out forward and up. Walk with a lift in your step and a pleasant expression on your face. You'll attract then confident, enthusiastic people that way. How about your face? Learn how to wear makeup well, not too much, not too little. And your hair? Be aware of the fact that people notice every little thing about you, and everything sends a message. After noticing your face and posture, people quickly go down your body as they assess you. Your clothes don't need to be the very latest fashion, but they do need to be well-fitting and flattering. If you're interested in image training, our friends at Avidare can help you. That's avidarestyle.com, A-V-I-D-E-R-E style.com. People even notice your shoes, so be sure they're clean and not too worn. And your jewelry, tasteful, and coordinating with your outfit is best. Now, having said that, I'd like you to think for a moment about Mother Teresa. She wore nun's clothing, no jewelry or makeup, and yet she attracted to her the most powerful people on the planet. Why? Because although style and class is important, far more important are the values you exemplify and the light you radiate. So as you're standing in that imaginary doorway, think now about the first things out of your mouth. Will you complain about the traffic or the weather that you were just in before you came to the door? Or will people light up when they see you because they know you care about them, and you'll lift them, lighten their loads, and brighten their day? Gloom attracts gloom. Whiners attract whiners. Winners attract winners. Let's talk about the law of attraction and our minds. Have you ever known something was going to go wrong and sure enough, it did? On the other hand, have you ever had total confidence about something good happening and it did? Have you given away something and then you got something unexpectedly? This is the law of attraction. That which you send into the lives of others comes back into your own, both good and bad. Your inner state of being attracts and creates your outer results. Knowing this, you can use the law of attraction to increase your business, find your love, improve your health, attract more money, or anything else you can imagine. Let me tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Joe Vitale. He's a member of a mastermind group, and they meet regularly to talk about their business and their personal lives and how they can improve both. Well, Joe had been thinking and thinking about ways that he could write a book, connections he wanted to make with people who could help him write a book. He actually did write the book, Attractor Factor, 5 Easy Steps for Creating Wealth or Anything Else from the Inside Out, a wonderful book. I'd like to quote just a little bit from it. He says, "Let me tell you a secret about money. One day, Pat O'Brien, a wonderful Texas musician well known in Europe, walked into my mastermind group. "One day I'm going to write a book titled The Myth of Passive Income," Pat said. Well, he was joking and everybody laughed. He had been working hard on his site at instantchange.com and realized from firsthand experience that there is little passive about passive income. I heard an opportunity there. "You ought to write that book right now," I said. Well, everybody looked at me and listened. "It's a great idea," I explained. "People think passive income is doing nothing all day and making money while you sleep, and it isn't quite like that. So let's blow the whistle and tell people the truth." Pat was beginning to learn how to act when an opportunity popped up. "I'll do it," he said. Well, we met in the parking lot after the group meeting, and he asked, "Would you go ahead and write a letter asking people making money online if they would like to contribute an article to our book? We just want to know what a typical day for them is like. I bet they don't sit around doing nothing." Suddenly, I was the co-author in this project. "Well, I see opportunities and jump on them too," said Joe. He agreed. Joe went on. "I went home, went to my computer, drafted a letter. It was simple. I asked successful people online if they'd tell us what a typical day was like in their passive world. I sent the letter then to Pat, and he approved it almost instantly. I then sent it out to every list owner I knew. This all happened within about 3 hours. Well, within 24 hours, we had wonderful articles by David Garfinkel and Tom Antion. Later the same day, I heard from Jim Edwards, Yannick Silver, Johan Mach, and other online giants, all agreeing to send articles for our book. Note what happened next. A spontaneous joke became a project. That project began to take form within 3 hours, and then within 1 day, the book was being written, and not by Pat or me, by all the gurus who were sending in their articles. This process is how I created such money-making digital projects as my online e-classes, several best-selling e-books, and even a few online promotional campaigns. I came up with the ideas, and within minutes, I acted on them. The result? Success. So what does money look like? Money likes speed. That's the secret few know about money. Money comes to those who act fast. If you think, wonder, question, doubt, plan, meet, discuss, or in any other way drag your feet, money goes to the next person in line. If you want to know how I've managed to write so many books and articles, Joe said, it's because I act fast. This very section, he said, is an example. 20 minutes ago, I got the idea to write something about money liking action. I thought I should write it someday, but then I thought, why not now? Well, here you go. It's done. You now know the secret, too. When you get an inspired nudge to take action, then take action. Don't wait. Act. And act right now. And then Joe asks this final question. What are you waiting to do? Good question. The law of attraction. It seems to me that when you want something, when you intend with all of your heart for that to happen, something almost magical takes place. But here's what I believe. You must first decide what you want. Have a very clear statement of intention. Write it down with a time frame. Act on your intention. Believe you will receive it and feel what it will be like to have achieved that intention. Work diligently toward that goal, and you will succeed. This is true. It's called the law of attraction.